I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
Akimbo is a work that took me 15 years to do, and not all works take me 15 years to do.
That's Charles Anderson, artistic director of the Company C Contemporary Ballet. He's a former dancer with the New York City Ballet, talking about Akimbo, a work on Friday and Sunday's programs that evolved as his approach and influences changed.
I choreographed it, and I only liked one little section of it, so I threw everything else away. And then a couple years later, I re-choreographed the ballet, and then I liked two sections of it, and I threw everything else away. And by the time I finished it, a couple years ago, my influence was no longer Balanchine. It's both a look back and a look forward in ballet technique and also in those people that I've been influenced by.
Akimbo features music by Ornette Coleman and others, as played by the Kronos Quartet. There's also a work called Vespers with music by Tom Waits, choreographed by a dancer with Paul Taylor's company that Company C has performed before.
I would say even that it's choreographed in a more cinematic way, and what I mean by that is choreographing to the emotion of the music, the way in many movies they just bring in that music underneath to bring up the emotion. So it's a very moving piece.
Wasted and wounded, it ain't worth the wounded.
Charles Anderson sees Company C as filling an important gap, bringing to San Francisco works that fall outside of traditional classical ballet, but aren't what many people might think of as strict modern dance either.
One of the things we look for is to be authentic in all our work, so I'm not looking like a ballet company performing modern works or a modern company performing ballet works.
There's a big retrospective gala Saturday night and the company's winter program on Friday and Sunday. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.